The Thorny Road of Honor by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There is an old fairy tale. The thorny road of honor was trodden by a marksman named Bride, to whom came great honor and dignity, but not until after manifold adversities and peril of life. More than one of us had heard that tale in childhood, and perhaps read it in later years, and thought of his own unsung thorny road and manifold adversities. Romance and reality are very nearly alike, but romance has its harmonious ending here on earth, while reality more often delays it and leads us to time and eternity. The history of the world is a magic lantern, showing us picture slides against the dark backgrounds of the ages, of how the benefactors of mankind, the martyrs of progress, have trodden their thorny roads of honor. From all times, from all lands, these pictures of splendor come to us. Each picture lasts a moment only, yet it is a whole lifetime of struggles and triumphs. Let us glance at a few in the ranks of the martyrs, those ranks which will never be filled until earth itself shall pass away. We see a crowded theater. The clouds of Aristophanes is sending forth to the audience a river of mirth and mockery. The stage of Athens is ridiculing, in both body and mind, her most remarkable man, who was the shield and defense of the people against the 30 tyrants. Socrates, who in the heat of battle rescued Alcibiades and Xenophon, whose spirit soared above the deities of the ancient world, is here in person. He has risen from the spectator's bench and has stepped forward, so that the mocking Athenians may decide whether he and the stage caricature resemble each other. There he stands, erect before them, and in high spirit he is high above them. You green, juicy, poisonous hemlock, be you, and not the olive tree, the shadowy symbol of this Athens. Seven cities claimed to be the birthplace of Homer, that is, after he was dead. But look at him, in his lifetime. Through these same cities he wanders, reciting his verses for a pittance. Care for the morrow turns his hair gray. He, mightiest of seers, is blind and alone, and the sharp thorns tear the mantle of the king of poesy. His songs yet live, and in them alone live still the gods and heroes of olden times. Picture after picture leaps forth from the morning land and the evening land, far separated by time and space, yet all with the same thorny path, where the thistle never bears blossoms till it adorns the grave. Under the palm trees walk swaying camels, laden with indigo and other precious gifts, sent by the ruler of the land to him whose songs are the people's delight and the country's pride. He whom spite and slander drove into exile is found again, for the caravan draws near the little town where he has taken refuge. But a poor corpse is being carried out of the gate, and the caravan is stopped. The dead is the very man they seek, Firdausi, ended in his thorny road of honor. There sits an African with blunt features, thick lips, and black hair, begging on the marble steps of the palace in Portugal's capital. He is the faithful slave of Camoens. If it were not for him and the coppers that he begs, his master, the singer of the Lusiad, would have starved to death. Now an expensive monument rises over the grave of Camoens. Still another picture. Behind iron bars a man appears, ghostly white, with long and matted beard. I have made an invention, he cries, the greatest in centuries, and for more than 20 years they have kept me caged up here. Who is he? A lunatic, replies the keeper. What crazy ideas a man may get. He thinks people could move along by steam power. It is Salomon de Caux, inventor of the steam engine. His prophetic words have not been clear enough for a Richelieu, and he dies imprisoned in a madhouse. Here stands Columbus, whom once street boys pursued and mocked at because he would discover a new world. He has discovered it. The bells of jubilation ring at his triumphant return, but soon the bells of envy sound more loudly still. The world discoverer, who raised the American land of gold from the ocean and gave it to his king, is rewarded with chains of iron. He asks that they be laid in his coffin, to show the world how a man is valued in his own age. Picture rushes after picture, for rich is the thorny road of honor. Here in dismal gloom sits he who measured the heights of the moon mountains, who forced his way out among the planets and stars of space, mighty Galileo, who could see and hear the earth itself turning beneath him. Blind and deaf he sits now in his old age, suffering racking pain and neglect, hardly able to lift his foot.